family and Christmas go together like partridges and pear trees. And when you're talking about music and harmony, there's nothing better than the Isaacs.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes, memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
I love you guys during, I guess, the normal part of the year or the regular music, but when you get to Christmas time, there's something special that brings people together, maybe more than any other time of year, I think, than Christmas music. Because even if you're not a religious person, or even if you're not into this style or that style, the barriers come down, it seems like, at Christmas time. And so anyway, we're going to hear some cool music that you guys have had out for a couple of years now. But it's timeless. It's Christmas. Welcome, Ben Isaacs, Sonia Isaacs, Becky Isaacs, and Lily. They're all here. Hey, guys.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
Now, Lily, tell me this. Was it a struggle, or did you embrace this as a wonderful opportunity growing up at Christmas with your heritage, but also growing up in America and as a Christian and having this all wrapped together as an education time?
Well, growing up in Judaism, we never celebrated Christmas. We celebrated Hanukkah. And growing up in New York City, I was always mesmerized by all the beautiful decorations and the Macy's Day Parade and all that. But I never really, I was always a little jealous of all that season. Hanukkah was a different celebration. And the first Christmas I ever really, really spent was with my best friend. I was 17 years old, and my brother and I got on the subway in a deep snow, went down to Manhattan, and experienced a real Christmas Eve. It was just beautiful, and I loved it. I fell in love with it. Then after I got married and started having children for the first 2 or 3 years, I never celebrated a lot of, with decorations and things because I didn't know how. But the first Christmas we had, we called it our Charlie Brown Christmas because the kids went out and we cut a little tree and decorated ourselves. But, it's not really about all of the hoopla. To me, just knowing Jesus as my personal Savior and really, really having that commitment, it's a special time. Our special time at Christmas is when we have prayer and we take turns around going all around the room, and everybody says why we love each other and why we love the holiday and we're grateful to be together. So that's what it's really about for me.
So Becky, on the kid side of this, growing up in this, did you take it for granted? Did you maybe not care in the early years, and later you found this as a wonderful heritage? Maybe talk about it from your perspective.
Actually, when we were younger, we were kind of poor, and so we didn't know the difference, or we didn't really know what to expect at Christmas time because my dad's the baby of 17. And so for them, Christmas was, my grandma Bessie would bake, candy, like molasses candy, real hard molasses balls, and they would get an orange or something for the holiday. So my dad didn't come to the table with a lot of Christmas either. And so we always laugh at mom because for mom to decorate, it's usually a Walmart bag or something like that. Yeah, she's not very good at wrapping presents still. I mean, we know it's mom's present under the tree because it's not wrapped. It's in some kind of bag. But anyway, as we got older and especially since mom has grandchildren now and dad, we all go out. We go all the way out for it. But we all have menorahs in our house as well, and we just try to keep the tradition alive on both ends.
Becky Isaacs. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with the Isaacs Christmas.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is a bluebird. Here to stay. Song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland.
In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown.
He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, ma'am. But you can do the job when you're in town.
Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we made. walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown.
We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman until the other kids knock him down.
When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets a chilling, we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland, walking in a winter wonderland, walking in. Wonderland.
Now, Ben is the, I mean, you're all musicians and you all love music, but Ben has brought in this producer role lately, so I need some honesty behind this, okay? Because I know you got a CD to sell and you're going to give me the record company line, but be honest, do you get excited over Christmas music, or is it one of those things that you feel like... Now, I'm not talking about the message. The message of Christmas, obviously, is something, yes. But when it comes to, okay, we got to do this thing for 1 month out of the year that's going to throw everything off, or is it something you've had fun doing?
Do you mean the Isaacs personally Christmas music, or just Christmas music in general?
Maybe in general. I mean, that whatever baggage maybe you brought or didn't bring to the process.
Well, I would have to honestly say that... I love Christmas. I love not so much the music. I love the feeling of Christmas. It does have a special feeling in the air. Now, the record company line I love our Christmas CD. Our Christmas CD is absolutely amazing. We took a lot of pains with it, and it has great, great classic songs and a few new ones. But you know, I to answer your question. Yes, I love Christmas. It's probably my favorite time of the year. I like cold weather. I like, you know, and I just like that whole feeling of being warm and cozy with, you know, someone that you love.
Kids will often talk about the best Christmas ever, and it usually probably surrounds, like, you know, when they talk about gifts or just the magic of the tree and what was going on that day that made it so special. From a mother's perspective, do you have a favorite, maybe through the eyes of your kids growing up, Lily?
Well, I think I mentioned our Charlie Brown Christmas tree because that really stuck out in my mind, and Becky already said, you know, growing up, we didn't have, you know, when they were young, we were struggling. And I think that was my favorite Christmas we ever had because we didn't have a lot to do anything with. And their dad and I, we managed to get a few little presents under the tree. But making the decorations to hang on the tree was so special. And it was such a pathetic looking tree. But it was so beautiful because we were together and we were grateful for each other. And, you know, it wasn't about the material things at that Christmas. It was that we had each other and we were blessed with that feeling. And we always had a tendency to bring people into our home that didn't have a whole lot during the holiday seasons. And I think at that time of year, we'd met this homeless man that was really struggling and kind of befriended him and invited him to have dinner with us that day. And, you know, it was just so special to me. That's what really, really made a Christmas to me.
The Isaacs Christmas. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with Sonia, Becky, Ben, and Lily here today on the show.
God rest you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, Son of God by name.
rest ye merry slaves. God rest ye merry gentlemen.
God rest ye merry slaves.
God rest ye merry gentlemen.
God rest ye merry slaves.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, it's Christmas with the Isaacs. That's Lily, Ben, Sonia, Becky, and the family is just growing. I mean, I'm sure it was. It's not a silent night when you get together, is it?
No, sir, it's not. Especially with the new baby. So Aiden's two now, and this is going to be probably his first Christmas that he remembers, and it's always fun, you know. But you know, the thing about that is because there's so much distance between Jacoby. Jacoby is the second youngest, and she's 13 now, and Aiden is two. That all year long, Aiden gets stuff bought for him, especially by Grandma. So that doesn't allow any. thing to get that's cool, and you know, it's a competition to find who buys the coolest thing for Aiden that he plays with the most.
Yeah, to hold his attention.
It is.
Becky, what's your role at the family gatherings? Do you have a dish you bring, or do you have, you know, are you the person who's always trying to keep the wrapping paper cleaned up off the floor?
Well, I mean, we all know that I'm the good child. So, actually, we have a tradition that we always have lasagna for Christmas dinner and apple pies. So that is our thing, and we all bring dishes to the Christmas dinner, but my job is to drive my brother-in-law Jimmy crazy. And you know, last year for Christmas we drew names because there's a lot of us, and you know, Christmas isn't about spending all of your money. You know, a lot of us, you know, we just can't do that. So we drew names last year, and for the adults, and it was kind of like a Dirty Santa game, and so The big gag gift, fortunately, my brother-in-law Jimmy drew. And I won't tell you what the gag gift was because, but my job is to keep him in line. One year we had a game where Jimmy created the game where you know, you'd get on teams, and whoever got all the socks off of the opposite person, it started off as the kids, the boys against the girls, and whoever got the opposite socks off to won the game. So after the kids, you know, they had their wrestling match with it, and it was so fun. The next thing was challenge between Becky and Jimmy, which is Jimmy is my sister Sonia's husband. And needless to say, we got it on video and no one got hurt, but it was pretty funny. So yeah, you know, we all come ready to have fun and fellowship. Different than, you know, we're together a lot on the bus. We're together all the time. And people think, well, then you probably don't want to be together for the holidays. But the truth is when we get together for the holidays, we don't talk about records and we don't talk about dates and we don't sing and we don't do the things that people think that we do. We actually just act normal. And it's kind of like a law. My mom is not allowed to talk about one email or one appointment on a holiday because our Jewish mama, she just like cracks the whip all the time. So,
you know, when I first met Jimmy, first got to know Jimmy, he was walking with a cane and he looked like Dr. House from television. Yeah. Was that injury as a result of this, this sock game?
No, he was playing basketball with Levi on the cruise on the first day of our trip to Hawaii and broke his ankle. So to comment on Becky's Dirty Santa, my favorite part of that was Jimmy bought those mock-up lottery tickets, the ones that you win $25,000 and you know, you know, but he put it in a bed of 10 regular lottery tickets. So John got it.
That's funny.
And it was just, there was two people, Jimmy told me what he was doing, and Jimmy and I were the only two really that knew what was going on. So everybody else is just like screaming and hollering. He did.
The funniest part about that is Jimmy really intended for it to happen to me. He wanted to get back to me, and the sad part about it is my husband, John, is just the good Samaritan.
He is.
He's the calmest, nicest guy you'll ever meet. And so John drew it, and Jimmy's literally sweating bullets because he's so embarrassed that John got it.
Right.
And Jimmy didn't want the joke to be played on John,
right.
So I'm sitting back watching Jimmy panic, not knowing it wasn't real, and I was so proud for John. So that's why, it was like John thought for sure he won $10,000, and Jimmy is about to die. So the joke joke really was on Jimmy, so I won 2 years in a row.
That's good. Well, Sonia, what does Jimmy bring to the family? As we know, when you start marrying people and you start, like, you know, having the in-laws, you know, you've had to learn to deal with his family and he's had to learn to deal with your family. Or the wonderful, fun traditions that you bring in exchange.
Well, obviously, he brings his talent, you know, just in overall when writing and songwriting. We've written a lot of songs together. And then, of course, he did help me bring an awesome kid into the family. So. Yeah. But you know, he's and are you talking specifically Christmas or
well, maybe like traditions? Maybe there was something where he was used to the tree being here and Santa doing this and the presents being opened this way, and you had a different mindset and you had to compromise.
We grew up about 30 minutes apart, and we didn't even know each other until we sang a little bit together on a TV show, but we didn't know each other. So it's kind of funny because our Christmas traditions sort of lined up. I mean, when we got together, we both love Christmas so much. I mean, we're both the kind that could listen to Christmas music all year long. And we actually got married at Christmas time in 2009. We had a Christmas wedding. And so, you know, he to me, he brings a great spirit of Christmas because he enjoys it so much. It's so much fun to be around somebody that loves Christmas as much as I do, and so we just have a great time. And you know, he's great with Aiden, and you know, as far as the gifting and things like that, he's a kid at heart. He loves opening presents, he loves buying presents, and he's just a lot of fun.
Sonia Isaacs, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with the Isaacs Christmas.
There's a cheerful feeling in the air. With shoppers everywhere, children counting down the days, they can hardly wait. It's Christmas. Light the tree, send out the cards, put the Santa in the yard. It's Christmas. Hang the stockings, deck the halls, wrap a gift for one and all, 'cause they're all coming.
Isaac's Christmas. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, and I know this is the question artists hate because it's like choosing a baby. I understand it, but maybe this will be a little bit easier because we're talking about all of Christmas, okay? And is there one song in particular, whether it's a hymn or just a fun Christmas tune, that is, it probably would be number one on your list, or at least at the top, Ben?
There's a song on there that we did. It's an Andrew Peterson song called The Labor of Love. And it, I think, by far tells the real story of Christmas. And it starts with, you said it just a little ago, it was not a silent night. You know, there was blood on the ground. It's just, you know, the reality, we've made Christmas into such a fun time. And I get that and I love it. But the reality of the first true Christmas story is it was an interruption, as Mark says, you know, that to have a baby in a stable. So that song to me is probably the highlight of the record. It's one of those songs that Mark Lowry and Jeff Taylor both at separate times came to me and said, you need to hear this song. And I just fell in love with it, and I brought it to the family and said, you guys really need to do this one. Or we need to do it, I should say.
My wife, I always tease her, because anytime we go into an art gallery and she's looking at paintings, I know what she's looking for, so I'll say, oh, you'll like this one because there's some dirt in the painting. And that's what reminds me of this song.
Yeah, exactly. It's honest.
Yeah.
It's honest.
Ben Isaacs, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with all the Isaacs here at Christmas time. The Isaacs Christmas.
It was not a silent night. There was blood on the ground. You could hear a woman cry in the alleyway that night on the streets of David's town. And the stable was not clean, and the cobblestones were cold. Little Mary, full of grace, with the tears upon her face, had no mother's hand. Was a labor of pain. It was a cold sky above. But for the girl on the ground in the dark, every beat of her beautiful heart was a labor of love. Noble Joseph by her side, calloused hands and weary eyes. There were no midwives to be found in the streets of David's town in the middle of the night. The baby in the womb, he was
the streets of David's town.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. It's Christmas with the Isaacs. Okay, so Lily, the question for you, favorite Christmas song? And again, with your background, was Christmas something that obviously you celebrated much later in life? So did you just turn off all of the secular Christmas music and everything when it came December?
Well, of course, you know, like I said, growing up in New York City, there's no way you can get away from Christmas, even if, you know, and so Christmas, but I love the holiday. I mean, I always thought, but I looked at it as a very commercial holiday and it was fun. And, you know, even in school, people would bring Christmas presents to each other, but not really knowing the meaning of what it really was. And as my kids, you know, later on in life, celebrating Christmas, talking to my kids about it, I have grown to absolutely love the holiday. And I'm kind of like Ben said, you know, everything's so commercialized, but it's fun. The most fun thing to me is buying gifts from my family that I know that they would never expect me to get, even if I put it in a Walmart bag. You know, I don't like wrapping, you know. But anyway, and then my grandkids, you know, later on in life when you have grandchildren, anybody that's a grandparent could tell you, it is such a joy when your grandkids are together with you and your family and buying stuff for them and seeing what they feel like. So I love the fact that we can get together. I get to be with my kids all the time because we travel together. And I know that they have extended family. Like their spouses have family. So usually we don't celebrate Christmas conventionally on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, because I've always told them, I'm with you all the time. I'll take whatever's left over. So we've celebrated Christmas on December 20th or December 30th, you know, just whatever falls on. But it's not that much important to me. What's important is that we're together, that we're healthy, we love each other, and the joy that when my family comes into my house and everybody's got presents and I've got the pies in the oven and we're sitting together and we're laughing and having games. I mean, just the family time is just, I love it. I just love being, love being who I am.
That's what makes it Christmas, no matter what the date. Yeah.
One of my favorite Christmas songs is one that I got to record on the album. It's called Grown Up Christmas List. And it is such a beautiful perspective on the way I felt about it, because it talks about no more war, peace on earth. So to me, that's the song I chose to sing on the Christmas album.
Do you remember me? I sat upon your knee. I wrote to you with childhood fantasies. Well, I'm all grown up now. Can you still help somehow? I'm not a child, but my heart still can dream. So here's my lifelong wish. My grown-up Christmas list, not for myself, but for a world in need. No more lives torn apart, that wars would never start. What is this illusion called? The innocence of youth? Maybe only in our blind belief can we ever find the truth. No more love.
grown-up Christmas list. This is my only lifelong wish. This is my grown-up Christmas.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with the Isaacs Christmas. All right, Sonia, your favorite tune, either on the album or just in general?
I have two favorites. My all-time favorite is the Christmas song. And I think, to me, it just really puts me in the Christmas spirit. And then I always have loved Winter Wonderland because it just, even performing it, it's one of my favorite songs that we perform because it's just fun and it's happy. And so those two are my favorites, I think.
Have you noticed Aiden picking up on anything yet, or is he not old enough?
Well, he's starting to recognize who Santa Claus is, and so he's having fun with that, you know, and we're, you know, we're kind of letting him, you know, fall for it a little bit, but, you know, in a varied way. I know a lot of people have different opinions about that, but, you know, we make sure that he knows that if Santa brings a present, it's because Mommy and Daddy gave him the money to buy it. And but, you know, we're having fun with him. This is going to be a great Christmas because he'll be 2.5. And, you know, he's loving presents. He's kind of getting the whole, you got to go to the store and buy something. You got to be good if you're going to get presents. And so we're having fun with him.
Yeah, it was always a known fact growing up. And, I mean, it's still to this day that Santa does send invoices at the end. So.
Yeah, right.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. It's Christmas with the Isaacs. That's Lily, Ben, Sonia. Okay, Becky, so Christmas music, and I asked Ben the question earlier. He answered it. Are you drawn to Christmas music? Are you like Sonia, you could listen to it all year, or are you a little more, I like it seasonally?
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait for the radios to start playing, you know, Christmas music, just to get away from the 10, 11 months of the same. You know, it just, it's so exciting. And you would be surprised, as a musician and as a singer, for myself, I don't listen to a lot of music because I'm around it so much. Sometimes I listen to a lot of talk radio and things like that to clear my head. But I will always have my station to Christmas music the day after Thanksgiving. And I don't do it before Thanksgiving, but the day after Thanksgiving, the tree, the music, everything starts. So it's, I love that part about the holidays.
What song do you turn up on the radio when it comes on?
Oh, it doesn't matter. At Christmas time, I really like old music. I love my old music classics. And I will flip from the gospel station to old country to your Michael Bublé kind of stuff to, you know, your Bing Crosby kind of stuff, Celine Dion. It doesn't matter. But on our record, I would have to say my favorite Christmas song, the up-tempo one, is Santa Claus Is Real. It's a song that my sister wrote, and our kids are on there at the time. But it's just a fun little song. You watch kids just love that song. It's got so much energy. Side, I would have to say Labor of Love is my favorite song, along with Mary Did You Know. I mean, you'll never beat a classic like Mary Did You Know, and I'm just honored to know Buddy Green and Mark Lowry, who penned it. But the coolest part about that was Buddy Green, Mark Lowry, and Jeff Taylor are the ones who gave me A Labor of Love. And so to get to do that song over the Christmas holidays is it touches me every time I sing it. It's one of those songs that when I'm singing it, every night in my head, it's almost like a multimedia show goes on. So it's a beautiful song.
Mary, did you know your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know?
Okay, so it's a song on the radio, comes on, you're in the middle of traffic, and you want to be frustrated, but the song comes on the radio, and you reach, and you turn it up, and you say, this is Christmas, please, red light, don't turn green, because I want to listen to this.
Okay, it's not even Christmas until I hear, a rockin' around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Brenda Lee, that is, to me, like, the Christmas song of all Christmas songs that just makes me so happy, and I love it. I crank it up every time. I don't know why I haven't bought it yet, but.
Do you know what I think about when I hear it now? Are the silhouettes in Home Alone.
Yes, that's right. Good,
well,
good call.
Alvin and the Chipmunks song. What's that? I love the Alvin and the Chipmunks Christmas. Da, 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 da. Because Sonia, Ben, and I have had very many interesting names as a trio growing up. We were the Kosher Hillbillies. We were the Jewbillies. We were called Briarhopper Hillbillies, but we were always called the Little Chipmunks. So the Chipmunks Christmas is pretty special.
Well, the Isaacs have a wonderful sound all year round, but at Christmas time you add a nice touch to it. And I know there's something really, really great that you guys have just been able to do, and that's film your first ever television special, right?
We did. We were approached by TBN, and they asked us if we'd be interested in doing a Christmas special. So lo and behold, we get to script it ourselves and pick out our songs and have the guests on there that we wanted, and it's a whole hour called An Isaac's Family Christmas. So we're so pumped about it. We actually got to view some of it last week, and you know, I'm sure the girls will have some input, but it's personal, it's warm, it's fun, it's serious, and we're excited for everybody to go and see it.
Okay, so Sonia and Becky, be honest. When you had the idea and you're able to write it and script it and all this stuff, and you're going to be filming, you're going to do cooking segments and shopping segments and family moments, did you just start with a totally clean slate, or did you think about other Christmas specials you grew up watching and say, we got to do it like they did that, or maybe some favorite moments in television history?
Well, the only thing that we could think about was maybe the Andy Williams Christmas specials, those old ones where he, you know, he sang songs, and some of them were acted out, and some of them were on stage, and, you know, so it sort of has that vibe of that really going on. We had our friends Brandon Heath and Jamie Grace and her sister Morgan came in and sang a couple of songs each on the show, and we got to talk to them and share family Christmas stories, and so we tried to bring in a lot of different elements into it, a lot of conversation, sort of Letterman style, where, you know, we get to kind of interview our guests and yet have fun with them, and then they perform, and so it was just really neat. I mean, we had a lot of fun planning and writing the script.
I loved this past Christmas, instead of the hoopla of all of everything, we wanted to go as a family, those of us who could, to New York, and we for part of our Christmas was watch The Christmas Story on Broadway, and that stuck with me so much. Just if you've never seen it on Broadway, it is as great as the movie. It is so fantastic. And so I couldn't help but think about that, because isn't it Rolf who narrates the story? And it's so cool. I mean, it's as funny as the movie. And so when we were writing the script for the show, I kept thinking the energy of the seriousness, but the comedy and the way it's done that way impacted me when we were working on our Christmas special.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. Now, okay, go back to Brenda Lee with Rockin' Around. Did you or did you not get to meet her?
We did. She was on one of the Gaither shows, Gaither tapings, and she was really, really sweet. And she is a little woman. She's so cute. But she just sings as great as she always did. Just awesome.
And with New York, with the Rockefeller Center and the tree and all that, Sonia, weren't you guys weren't just there visiting, but at one point you got to sing, right?
Last year, Trace Adkins, the country singer and the guy that was on the Apprentice, he won the Apprentice. He did a new Christmas record, and he asked me to come in the studio and sing on it. And so he wanted to perform that that particular song. Well, he did a couple, but that I was singing on. So he invited me to fly up to New York and to film the Rockefeller tree lighting special with him. And so Mom and I went up there and we spent a couple days, and it was so much fun and it was really neat. I got a lot of Facebook messages and, you know, people's, hey, is that you on there, or just saw you on there. And so it was really fun. You know, Trace is a really great guy. He's, and actually we got to go in the studio, the Isaacs trio, the three of us, and sing harmony on three more songs on the new record. So it's coming out now. So,
well, I was watching when they lit the tree, and then weren't you wearing white?
I was wearing red on the song.
That's what
song.
I said. You were wearing red.
I was wearing red on the song. You were confusing me with one of the angels, probably. No, I'm just kidding. I was wearing red on the stage part.
It was a cool moment, and obviously with Lily's background, not only living in New York, but also in the Jewish background, I just think this is a cool moment, because some of us who didn't grow up, we don't even know how to spell Hanukkah. You know, I think we miss out on that, too, of the importance of what that's about. So,
and on the Christmas special, we do a Hanukkah segment. So we're going to ready to pay attention. And I got to read the story of Hanukkah to all my grandkids. We said a prayer, and it was just a beautiful moment. So everybody will be able to get in on that part of it with us.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laugh. People passing, meeting smile after smile, and on every street corner you'll hear silver bells. Silver bells, silver bells, silver bells.
snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene. And above all this bustle, you'll hear silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city.
Isaac's Christmas special. You'll want to check the website for details of when it will air and when it will be available for purchase, but it's theisaacs.com. And before we go, and by the way, Ben had to get some apple pie, so he stepped away. So we'll close with this. Not Coke or Pepsi, not boxers or briefs, but real or fake when it comes to tree.
Under the tree.
She doesn't even have a tree.
Oh, artificial. Or go to the farm and cut your own tree. What kind of tree do you put up in your house?
She calls a bush a tree.
I have a Hanukkah bush. It's a little white tree with like tons of presents. I'm not the one to ask.
Okay. Yeah, we have an artificial tree, and we have a 9-foot tree in our living room. And we actually got an upside down Christmas tree a few years ago as a gift from someone, which is really neat looking. It's cool. I mean, the tree actually sits in an upside down stand, and it's really neat to look at. But I love real trees, and I want to actually go and get a real tree, but we've never gotten around to doing that. And I think it's just because we're gone so much, we want to be careful with live trees and things, the hazards of fires and things. But yeah, I love both, but we always have fake ones.
Nothing like metallic or swivel or rotating. Or
oh yeah, when we were little, and I was talking about earlier about that really poor time in our lives. We had the silver tree that had the four plate revolving thing that went behind it. The light that it changed four colors. It was green, blue, yellow and red, and as it revolved, it reflected the Christmas tree. Yeah, and we have a lot of great stories, but one year I was two, mom, and I started to devour a Christmas light. I thought it looked like candy, so I ate it and ended up in the hospital pumping my stomach for Christmas. Yeah. So I thought that tree was candy because it just didn't look real, and it wasn't. It was pretty fake. But to this day, to date, I have a artificial tree, but everything on it's peppermint, red, white. So I love peppermint.
The Isaacs Christmas, and we've got more with the Isaacs here on Daniel, Britt, and Friends.
Rejoice, rejoice, for Christ the Son, the Savior of the world, has come, bringing peace to everyone. The Savior of the world has come. Sing the carol, sound the horns, ring the bells, the child is born. Little drummer, play your drum, the Savior of the world has come.
Is there a Christmas that sticks out in your mind as being one of those that was so either just everything went wrong, you almost had to laugh to keep from crying, and it's just now you laugh about it at the time it was horrible? Like anybody get really sick, or obviously you ended up at the hospital. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, we did. That particular year after Becky ate the light bulb was one of those years because my husband, he had appendicitis that year, and that's why he was off of work for like 2 weeks, and Ben broke his arm that year. So his arm was in a cast and Joe was off work and Becky ate the light bulb. And right after that, they all got the whooping cough or the chicken pox. They all got the chicken pox. Yeah. Ben got it first. 2 weeks later, the girls got it. So it was just one of those years.
But, you know, since you ask, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer or anything, but the holidays are a really tough time for people. It can be very depressing. I know in our own family, my dad suffered with a lot of depression at Christmas because he lost his youngest brother on Christmas, 25, 30 years ago. And, of course, through his loss is how my mom and dad went to church for the first time and became Christians. But every year around the holidays, my dad would suffer a lot of grief. And it was very challenging to encourage him through it. So it wasn't always a bubbly, happy time. And like I said before, there were times in our lives where we were very, very poor and Christmas was hard. And it was all mom and dad could do to make it a great holiday for us that year. But dealing with the loss of his brother, there were many days where my dad just was very discouraged. And all of us were, because it was a huge loss in the family. But that's when we would learn to be tighter as a family and pray. And like mom had said earlier, one of the most important things that we do every Christmas is we get in a circle and we hold hands and we have an old-fashioned prayer, you know, where everybody prays at the same time and we pray for one another and encourage one another. So I just want to encourage anybody that's listening that's struggling through the holidays, you know, to just take the time to remember the positive part of the holidays, because it can be very lonely for many. Find somebody that loves you and find somebody that wants to be with you and spend the holidays with them. It doesn't matter who it is.
And that's a good note to end on, because it is true. With all the fun and all the tradition, it is about the message that you sing about all year. But at Christmas time, again, as we started the program, many people are so much more receptive of this story than ever before. So thanks for the music. Thanks. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
And in closing, theisaacs.com. Bookmark it. Go there often. There's good things. All things Isaacs available there. Theisaacs.com. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Daniel.
You've been listening to Daniel Britton Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews, again, online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britton Friends.